This is BCB 106.6 FM. This is our top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM.
This is our top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM, where members of local groups and organisations come in and talk about what they do and why they do it. And we play 10 of their favourite music tracks. Today's guest is Paul Anderson from the MS Society Bradford and District Group. So, Paul, welcome along. It's nice to have you here today.
It's nice to be here. Thank you.
Okay, do you want to start by, before we have any music, telling us what is multiple sclerosis?
Okay, multiple sclerosis, or MS, is a neurological condition. That means that it affects your nerves. The specialist or doctors who look after the people with MS are called neurologists. You can't catch MS. But someone gets it when your immune system isn't working properly. Your immune system normally protects you by fighting off infections. In MS, it attacks your nerves by mistake. MS is a significant disease, and lots of different parts of your body may be affected. Anywhere that's controlled by a nerve, I suppose.
Okay, let's find out more in a few moments' time. You've brought along 10 pieces of music. We're going to play the first track now, which is Mungo Jerry and the Push Bike Song. Is there a reason for that particular tune?
I think it was the first piece of music I bought when I was about 9, 10. And also, I think, you know, push bikes this weekend's been very much push bike led, I think. So it's good.
She's
Mungo Jerry and the Pushbike Song, our first tune today, Nine More to Go. Our guest today on our Top 10, Paul Anderson from the MS Society, Bradford and District Group. So you've given us a description of what multiple sclerosis, MS, is. Why not give us an overview of what the MS Society, Bradford and District Group do?
Okay. The group has been running now for about 4 or 5 years after the long-standing Bradford MS Society group folded. So we do a wide range of things, really. We can provide information about MS and offer a lot of... We have a lot of booklets around different parts of MS, where just what is MS, and children's books, right the way through to different treatments and complementary therapies and exercise. And then we have the group itself produces a newsletter quarterly. We run a Facebook page and we have a website, and we do a number of social activities as well, so that we can offer grants as well, either through the local group or through the society nationally. So we can support people, in a wide range of ways. And for £5 a year, it's good value for money to me.
Yeah. So how did the society, the group, start in the Bradford area?
I think given that there was over 250 members when the society was running prior to me getting involved, and before it closed down, it was seen that there was a large number of people in this area that needed support or benefit from the society. So we've pushed on with the few number of people that there is that want to get involved with setting up the group again, and tried to get it going, with the support from our local networks officer, who was employed by the MS Society, as a small team of volunteers, saw it important to get it going again.
And how did you get involved yourself, Paul?
Okay. I've been involved with the MS Society before, and they made contact with myself, my wife, who also has MS, and asked us to help to work with them. And we've had the pleasure of working with some other volunteers as well. So I was invited to come back, as was my wife, and we've tried to build the team up. But we could always do with new volunteers and new faces. They'd be much welcome, much welcome.
Let's take a break for our next piece of music, which is Soft Cell and Tainted Love. What's made you choose this one?
Okay, Tainted Love. All right, it might be a song that we all know and we all love, but it's my 80s as a young guy. This is, you know, Soft Cell. They also, a friend of mine was a roadie for them, and they were a local band here. So yeah, that's why I like Soft Cell.
Me baby, it's angel love. Touch me, baby, it's angel love.
Taking you back to the 80s, that is Soft Cell and one of their biggest ever hits. That's called Tainted Love. We'll have some more music as chosen by today's guest, Paul Anderson, in a moment. But first, some more questions as he tells us about how MS is dealt with in this area. So, a question here. How does someone get diagnosed as having MS? Do you suddenly notice one day and you think, I've got it? Or do you get told you've got it?
I think what's important to remember is that MS can be something hard to diagnose because it may look like something else is wrong or something else might be wrong. You know, they might have something else. But it's not easy. The symptoms can be confused with more common problems. Doctors must rule out those before they look for signs of MS. It could take a long time from when you first notice something's not right to when you're officially told you have MS. For some people, it can take years. There's no simple test like a blood test for MS. Only a neurologist can diagnose it, not your GP. If you think your GP thinks MS could be causing a symptom, then they'll send you to a neurologist for more tests. You can learn more in our fact sheet, Have You Got MS, and why it's taking so long to find out. So what are the tests? Some of the tests might be a neurologist could look to see signs of damage and what's happened to your central nervous system. They need to know the damage has happened at different times and in at least two different parts of your brain or spinal cord. In most cases, an MRI scan is used to help show this.
Okay, and you mentioned earlier on about some of the help and support services you give, but do you want to run through all the other stuff you give in the Bradford area to people who need your help?
Okay, we've got in our newsletter that we produce quarterly, we try to put all the events that we've got happening. And what we move from is evening events and recognise that some people just want to go out during the day or at weekends and they've got more energy or you know, it's been hard during the winter for anyone to want to go out when it's pouring down with rain and you've got a cosy telly. So we've started doing some luncheon chats and get-togethers at Sandbeds in Keighley. But also we do monthly coffee and chats at Manningham Mills Community Centre, the home of Equality Together. So we do, we've got some there. They're normally the second Thursday of the month. We also have the Noble Comb at Shipley. We meet there as well. But we've got also, we started doing Sunday lunches, so we go to different ones. The next one's on the 19th of May, and that's at the Flying Squirrel at Clayton. But you must book on things like the lunches. We've got an afternoon tea coming up on the 1st of June. Sorry, we've got a newly diagnosed day at the Dubrovnik Hotel here in Bradford. So we're putting on a lot of things all the time, as well as doing the newsletter. And we've got another trip to the theatre. We're going to see Les Mis. And so we've got theatre tickets, but then again, they're limited and you must book through the group.
So if people do want to go to any of those, and there were quite a lot of different events you mentioned there, if they want to go along to one particular one, how do they find out the exact details? Is it going to your website, the mssociety.org.uk website, and looking for the Bradford section?
Yeah, that would be a good way to do it. Or you can we have a Facebook page. The newly diagnosed day is being run by the MS nurses in Bradford that run out of St. Luke's, so you need to contact them. And also, booking on, we have a mobile number that you can get in touch with as well. So I can give you those if you'd like them. Or,
well, let's have those at the end of the programme, okay, when we take out all the details again.
All right,
let's have our next piece of music, which is The Stranglers and Golden Brown. Is there a reason for this one?
There was a group of us when I was in my teens, early 20s, and we used to go to a lot of The Stranglers gigs, so that's why I've chosen The Stranglers.
Texture like sun, lays me down. With my mind she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast. Two distant lands, takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown. Golden brown, fine temptress. Through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day. Never a frown with golden brown. Thank you.
listening to our top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM with me, Mike Kelly, and our guest today, Paul Anderson, from the MS Society Bradford and District Group. That song was The Stranglers and Golden Brown. Leads me to this question, if you're ready, Paul. Is cannabis a medically approved treatment for MS?
I think what is starting to be seen is that the benefits of a cannabinoid, so not necessarily cannabis that would, as a lot of people would know it, but cannabis treatments are being more used now, yeah.
Okay. And is there a number for the percentage of the UK that has MS?
Okay. There's about 100,000 people in the UK of MS, and about 2,300,000 in the world. Yeah.
And is it true more women than men suffer from MS?
Yeah, it's almost three times as many women have MS than men. So, yeah, for every three women, you get one man.
And does it cost to use the services you provide? Do you charge people, or is it just for the newsletter?
What we do is we charge £5 for to be a member of the society, and that would then entitle you to benefit from the society's grants and activities. Although we will work with people who aren't members to try and to support them, but we prefer that they're members.
Okay, let's press on with our next piece of music. It's New Order and Blue Monday. Why have you chosen this one?
I think this once again is another of my 20s. You know, I was into the New Romantics and also this type of music.
We'll be right back.
That is New Order and Blue Monday. Today's guest on BCB 106.6 FM is Paul Anderson from the MS Society Bradford and District Group. So tell us a bit about how the service works. Is it run by volunteers or by paid staff?
The group is largely run by volunteers, although the MS Society, we do have a paid worker that works in the West Yorkshire area that supports us. But yeah, we welcome all new volunteers, and there are lots of opportunities for volunteers with our local group.
Are there any particular ones you're after at the moment? Any particular skill set? Or
we would like support for people to help us to run activities and to do the fundraising to help us with that, or provide a friendly listening ear. We're keen for volunteers. Lots of roles. We have lots of roles for them.
Well, I'm going to give the details out at the end of how people can get in touch for anything, and that'll include if they want to be a volunteer and help with the MS Society. Let's take our next piece of music. It's a bit of a change in tempo here. It's Snap, Rhythm is a Dancer. What made you choose this one?
This was moving on a little bit later in my life, but it's more the fact that I like dance music, and I have a wide, varied range of music I like.
Snap, Rhythm is a Dancer. We're talking to Paul about the MS Society in Bradford. And the next question is, how's the services the MS Society provided changed in its 60-year history?
Oh, a lot. Has a lot. The Society in the past used to be very much a bit of a club where a lot of people got together nationally, and now it is very much more focused on delivering services and volunteers in your local area, delivering services and receiving training to do so.
Yeah, it's been going a long time. It started in 1953, and we chatted before we came in here, but in 1987, you bought the first MRI scanner for over £1 million.
Yeah. I think one of the things that we're doing at the minute is they've got, the MS Society has a Stop MS campaign, and they're trying to raise $100 million by 2024. And the Bradford branch, that's one of the ways that we use our money, is we made a donation to that, collect that fundraising that the National MS Society had, and we donated £5,000, which, you know, that's some of the ways that we can put money to good use, really, to put it that way.
And how does someone who needs your services get in touch, or have they referred to you?
Okay, there's a few ways. They can get referred through the MS nurses based at St. Luke's, and also it is a case of finders, and some of the ways that we can be found are on social media or emailing Bradford at mssociety.org.uk.
Okay, let's have our next piece of music, and I'm not sure I'm going to say this correctly, but I think it's Patchera Bell, Canon in D minor. Why are we having that one?
We're having that one because that was when it played when Joyce and I got married some 21 years ago. It was part of the beginning of the wedding service.
Thank you.
You're listening to our Top 10 on BCB 106.6 FM with me, Mike Kelly, and our guest, Paul Anderson, from the MS Society Bradford and District Group. So, Paul, tell us all the different ways people can get in touch to find out how to be a volunteer, how and when the events are taking place, and how to donate money to MS Society. What are the ways people can do this?
Okay, then we have a phone number that you can ring. That's 0741408814. Or you can find us on Facebook at the MS Society Bradford group / MS Bradford _1. We have a website, and also you could ring the National Centre on 020 8438 0700. You can also ring the National Centre helpline. It's a free phone helpline. 0808 800 8000.
And we'll repeat all those at the end of the show. Next piece of music is Deep Forest, Forest Hymn. Tell us about this one.
This was as Joyce and I were leaving from our wedding, that was the music we played. It's really jovial, and we enjoyed this one.
That is Deep Forest and The Forest Hymn. We're finding out about the MS Society, Bradford and District Group. So, Paul, what are the future plans for the MS Society in the Bradford area?
Okay, we've got some really good things going on. One of the things that we're doing and we put a lot of effort into is organising a Bradford exercise project for the MS Society. After months of planning, we're delighted to tell you that Bradford Exercise Project is almost ready to launch. We know how much important exercise is for people with MS. And so what we're going to do is we're going to pay a membership fee for a year for individuals so that they can access this exercise, and we're running this in partnership with Bradford Sports and Leisure. The MS Society in Bradford will be funding a 12-month membership card for people with MS at no cost to individuals. The membership card will give you access to Bradford's BEEP, Bradford Exercise project.
And will these exercise classes be happening all over Bradford at different sports centres and on specific days of the week?
People will be able to access it 7 days a week, but it will be at certain leisure centres across the district.
Okay, let's take our next piece of music, which is REM, Losing My Religion. What's made you choose this one?
Both Joyce and I liked REM, and I went all over to see them. And once they cancelled the concert, and then the next time, we went all the way over to France and they did the same there. So I never actually got to see them live, but I've liked their music for a while.
I thought it might have put you off them a bit, that.
No, I think it was, I can understand when someone isn't well that, they weren't able to perform at the best, so they didn't perform at all.
That is REM, Losing My Religion. We're with Paul Anderson from the MS Society Bradford and District Group, who's giving us his top 10 today. You mentioned earlier on about grants being given by the MS Society.
I did.
Can you give a bit more detail on that?
Okay, we have various grant opportunities for people to access, but they could just contact us and see if we would cover what it is that's missing in their life or that they would like to do. We also have the well-being grant, which allows carers largely to do something that's good for them. And some of the ways that they can get to hold of us are through the group phone, 07414088414, or email us at bradford@msociety.org.uk.
Okay, your last but one piece of music, Adele, Hello. Why are we having that?
Adele, I managed to go to Manchester to see Adele when she was here, got some tickets. Yeah, I like the music.
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from me. Typical of me to talk about myself, I'm sorry, I hope.
That is Adele and Hello. Nearly time to go, so time to say a big thank you to our guest, Paul Anderson, from the MS Society in Bradford. And from me, Mike Kelly, until the next time, thanks for listening. But before we go, Paul, please just give us a roundup of how people who want to be volunteers or find out more details about the events or to donate to your society, how do they get in touch? Let's have those details again.
Okay, then. We'd love people to volunteer with us or, you know, much-needed funds would help. The way you can get in touch with us, don't forget our phone number, 07414088414, or you could email us bradford@msociety.org.uk, or find us on Facebook, send us a message, and get in touch.
And our final piece of music is Keila Settle, This Is Me. Why did you choose this one?
This Is Me. You know, this is something that is me. And when I see it and I think, you know, I might have MS, but, you know, I'm who I am. I'm me.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Through the dark, hide away.
they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I go. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me.
I, son of the Most High, Jah Rastafari, our heart shall correspond and beat in one harmony.
Listen to Blowing on Sunday.